This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 42. To achieve greatness, you must first acknowledge that you suck, by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Yo, how's it going, fellow Life Optimizer? Welcome to OLD, also known as Optimal Living Daily, where I search and search and search for blog posts that I think will optimize your life. And mine too, I guess. I have a post from Mr. Money Mustache today, but because I did a pretty big financial session, I don't know what word I'm looking for, but anyway, I did a bunch of episodes in a row on the financial theme, so I thought I'd find a post from Mr. Money Mustache that wasn't totally about money. You know, we should see all sides of the stash, if you know what I mean. I don't even know what that means. But anyway, I did a bunch of financial episodes at the beginning of the year because I had a fun little spreadsheet and challenge for you to go along with it. And that's still available for free. It's an experiment that changed my life, and I have a nice little tool and a video tutorial to go along with it that you can get all for free. And all you have to do is join my weekly newsletter at oldpodcast.com. So check that out. And it's a great way to sort of let me know that you're enjoying what you're hearing. Again, you can simply enter your email at oldpodcast.com. And with that, let's start optimizing your life. To achieve greatness, you must first acknowledge that you suck, by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. I've got some terrible news for the most dedicated Mr. Money Mustache fans. Those people who post grand praise on Twitter, or the enthusiastic supporters who wrote all those positive comments at the bottom of the Freedom of Speech article. I, Mr. Mustache, am not actually a particularly amazing man. In fact, I suck at many or even most things. Even in the area of early retirement, my primary superpower is simply my ability to not buy things. Furthermore, even if there are certain things I do fairly well, there are thousands or millions of people around the world who do them much better. Yet, I'm not disappointed by all of the glum-sounding facts above. In fact, I'm downright excited about them. The fact that I'm still performing poorly relative to my potential as a human is actually one of my greatest motivators. And if you choose to allow it, it can be one of yours as well. Let's dig in and figure out why. In our culture these days, there's an interesting type of cancer which affects a certain chunk of the population. The modern word for these people is haters, and they're the folks whose comments you see dominating any online news article about anyone who has done something interesting. A parent who found a new way to raise their kids, a formerly overweight person who found a way to slim down to athletic proportions, or a person who dared to spend less than they earned and suggest it was a worthwhile thing for others to try. According to the haters, there's always something seriously wrong with a person in the story, and yet miraculously, there's never anything wrong with the haters themselves. But despite this uneven distribution of virtues and flaws, the people in the stories are always the ones who get the good results. I've seen this pattern repeated with the many people I've met throughout my own life as well. As with any large sampling of people, there were some success stories and others with pretty serious problems or destructive habits. But oddly enough, the people in the most trouble tend to be those who claim to have run their own lives nearly perfectly. They always have the very best excuses as to why things are not going their way. Quote, "Man, I've really messed up my back because I had to work so hard at the office and never got a chance to exercise. And now that my back is messed up, it's even harder to exercise, which is causing me to gain weight really quickly. That messes up my back even further," and end quote. Quote, "These credit card companies are really ruining my credit. It all happened because my damn employer closed the company I was working in right in the middle of a recession. After that, I just went deeper into debt, and nothing has gone my way." End quote. I've had conversations like this while the victims and I were in a seated position, consuming pizza and beer followed by sugary desserts. And yet the problem was still pinned on the oppressive workplace and the bad luck of old age dishing out the lower back injury. I'd like to suggest a different approach. I'm not asking the haters and victims to jump up and instantly transform into muscular self-help gurus, ready to start writing books and set out on the public speaking circuit. I'm not even asking them to put down the pizza and start combing Craigslist for a good set of barbells. All I request for now is that they start acknowledging that they, just like me, currently suck. Quote, you know what? I've managed to mess up my back because I played the mental self-denial game and let myself get weak and out of shape. I spent my days slouching in a chair at work, and I wasted my precious free time watching TV and drinking beer. I know that in order to maintain an injury-free back, I should be doing 3 hours of walking each week, plus some stretching, weight exercises like deadlifts, and sit-ups. I also know that if I eat pizza, apple pie, and beer, I'm going to gain weight very quickly no matter how much I exercise. But I pretended I was still 15 years old and that my body would forgive me for treating it like crap. End quote. There, that was a mouthful, and it makes you sound like a loser. But all of a sudden, you're no longer a victim. Suddenly, you frame the problem entirely in terms of things you can control yourself, and thus you can finally make some progress towards solving your problem. As it turns out, this change of mentality is essential to achieving greatness or even making much progress in any area of life. Applying it to myself, I can see quite plainly that I still don't look anything like Vin Diesel, I haven't contributed nearly as much to reducing poverty in Africa as Bill Gates, and I haven't even written as many articles here on Mr. Money Mustache as I would have liked to. But these sad shortcomings aren't because of genetic deficiency, or lack of being in the right place at the right time, or being too busy with the demands of parenting. While these factors could become the seeds of some pretty good excuses, the excuses won't help me get ahead. So for all practical purposes, my shortcomings are simply because I have sucked so far, and it's quite obvious that I can do better in all areas. The challenge then becomes the much more approachable and even fun task of figuring out how to do better. It's a matter of figuring out how to increase your self-control and trick yourself into acquiring better habits, slowly but surely. It's a matter of learning just a little bit each day, noting your mistakes, and building on your successes. Without the fake excuse that the outside world is making you a victim, you're finally free to move up in the world. Next time you're talking with friends about your various successes and failures in life, try an experiment. See if you can detect any symptoms of excusitis, the failure disease, in the conversation, both from their side of it and from yours. If you have friends who have achieved varying levels of success, see if the level of the disease varies. If you get a chance, try expressing your hardships in a way that acknowledges the fact that you do, in fact, suck. You'll probably find that your partner starts to disarm and acknowledge that there is just a small chance that they may suck as well. And from that baseline of humble and modest suckiness, together you can start to build some real greatness at last. You just listened to the post titled, To Achieve Greatness, You Must First Acknowledge That You Suck, by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. So what do you think of that one? Definitely something different from Mr. Mustache, a different kind of stash than we usually see. If you want to learn more about him, of course you can check out his site, but also episode 23, which is the first one I read from him, and it tells more about his story and who he is, and it's definitely one worth listening to. And if you enjoy this show, you might have noticed that I didn't have any sponsors. I'm doing this on my own and on my own dime, which is actually more time-consuming and costly than it sounds. I need hosting for all these MP3 files for you to listen to, then the website has to be separate hosting, plus equipment and software to record. It's kind of crazy, really. So if you'd like to show your support financially or otherwise, you can do that at oldpodcast.com, and you can directly contribute to the show and become one of the very few people that have done that, or just show your support and get free stuff from me by joining my weekly newsletter. Totally free and just a nice way for me to know that you like the podcast. Again, that can all be done at oldpodcast.com. I think that's enough for episode 42, which is a special number if you're a fan of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It takes me back. I should reread that one. It's been a long time. All right, why are we still here? I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.